This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday distributed over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme to the property owners through the video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed the day historic for the rural economy. He said that over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of the Swamitva scheme. The Prime Minister said that the government is earnestly working to implement the Gram Swaraj at the ground level. He highlighted that the Swamitva Yojana has significantly improved the village development planning and the execution and will unlock the economic potential and of 100 lakh crore in this country, which will improve the instrumental in the economic empowerment of the people. The Prime Minister said the Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. Mr. Modi said that the government is working for the digitalization of the land records, and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued. The Prime Minister said that the women also will play a crucial role in building the developed India. He said that the empowerment of the women is the focus area of the government and the women are placed at the center of every major scheme. Launched in 2020, Swamitva scheme aims to provide the record of the rights to property owners in village areas to enhance the economic development of rural India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani today. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcasted on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. The Union Home Minister and Minister of Corporation, Amit Shah, will attend the 20th Foundation Day celebration of the NDRF in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh today. On the occasion, the Home Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth over 200 crore rupees. The premises of the important centers, including the southern campus of the National Institute of Disaster Management, campus of the 10th Battalion of the NDRF, and the premises of the Regional Response Center in Suspal will be inaugurated today. Mr. Shah will also lay foundation stone of the new integrated indoor shooting range at the National Police Academy in Hyderabad, where IPS probationary officers will be trained in firing skills. During this visit, the Home Minister will also inaugurate the state government's regional forensic science laboratory building in Tirupati. The World Bank has projected 6.7% growth for India, surpassing the global growth of 2.7%. The January 2025 edition of the World Bank Global Economic Prospects report stated that India is set to dominate the global economic landscape, maintaining its status as the fastest-growing largest economy for the next 2 fiscal years. The GEP report credits the extraordinary momentum to a thriving services sector that revitalized the manufacturing base, driven by the transformative government initiatives. The Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology has stated that India aims to democratize the technology and make it accessible to the common citizens of the country, unlike some other nations where the technology is monopolized. Speaking at the closing session at Pivot Pan-IIT World of Technology Conference at Mumbai's Bandra Kurla Complex, Mr. Vaishnoi added, with his goal in mind, the government has focused on developing the various technology over the last 10 years. In Khoko World Cup 2025, India's men and women's team showcased their impressive performance in the semi-final matches, securing the spots in the finals. In a thrilling game, the Indian men's team defeated South Africa by 62-42 at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.